Hi, I'm Katrina Daniel, and welcome to Primetime Crime, a podcast for people who want to know what goes on behind the scenes of the most notorious trending crime stories and what's going on in the minds of those involved in those stories. What are the detectives, the judges, the defense attorneys, and the prosecutors thinking? You'll hear it all on Primetime Crime, the podcast. This is Primetime Crime. I'm Katrina Daniel, and today we're following up on two notable, notorious crimes. The murder of Gabby Petito, allegedly, see the air quotes around that allegedly thing, and Bobby Cremo, the Highland Park shooter who gunned down 37 people at Highland Park, Illinois' 4th of July parade. That brings us to a bunch of questions. Gabby Petito's family is suing Brian Laundrie's parents for harboring a fugitive and helping him escape, just so he could shoot himself and avoid prison. Let's tackle the Petito family lawsuit first. Here's a little background. Gabby Petito was missing for about 2 weeks before her body was found. Brian Laundrie had flown home to mom and dad, leaving a strangled and bludgeoned dead Gabby behind in Wyoming. Laundrie was at home with his mom and dad, Chris and Roberta, who went on a family camping trip and refused to talk to police, refusing to contribute to the search for Gabby once she was reported missing. Brian was at home with mom and dad for about 10 days. They did nothing. All the while, Gabby Petito's parents were still desperately searching for their daughter. Gabby had stayed with Brian's parents for almost a year, so it wasn't like the Laundries didn't know the girl. But still, the Laundries reportedly never returned the Petitos' call for help, hence the lawsuit. Our guest attorney today, Andy Yaffa, a superstar in the personal injury field. Andy, welcome.
Reporter Mallory Moore from KUTV Channel 2.
Well, that lawsuit was filed back in March by Gabby Petito's parents against Brian Laundrie's parents. And today the judge ruled that the Petito family has a legitimate claim against the Laundries, so that lawsuit will go to trial. Now, the lawsuit claims Brian Laundrie's parents knew Gabby had been murdered as early as the day of her death. It states that Laundrie confessed to killing Gabby to his parents, but they chose to not share that information with the Petitos or with the authorities. This is what the attorneys for both families had to say when the lawsuit was first filed.
They knew, starting on August 28th of 2021, that Gabby was dead. They knew where Gabby's body was. They knew that the Petito family was desperately searching for information.
The law imposes no such obligation to speak. And the state and federal constitutions support that. In our society, under our laws, people are free not to speak.
Now, here's a small timeline of the case. Back on September 1st of last year, Brian Laundrie returned home from Wyoming without Gabby. That was 10 days before she was reported missing. Investigators believe that Gabby was killed on August 27th. Now, on September 18th, Brian was reported missing. 4 days later, Gabby's remains were found in the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Laundrie later killed himself and left behind a journal confessing to that murder.
So one of the more heartbreaking lawsuits these days is the lawsuit filed by Gabby Petito's parents against Brian Laundrie's parents. Gabby Petito's body was found strangled and bludgeoned to death in Wyoming. Brian Laundrie went home to mom and dad for a couple of weeks and then killed himself in the Everglades. How likely is the Petito's lawsuit to survive? We'll find out from Andy Yaffa, a superstar personal injury attorney.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brian Laundrie's parents harbored him for as long as 10 days. When Gabby Petito's body was still missing, Gabby Petito's parents were calling, you know, the Laundries daily saying, please tell us what happened to our daughter. Please tell us what happened. And the Laundries did nothing. They took their son camping and then he never returned. What is your take on that?
So first and foremost, my heart goes out to the Petito family. I mean, to be missing their child for so long, and assuming these people, the Laundries, had knowledge that their daughter was killed, and to not share the information, I think is just wrong at every level.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting that they have their own kid and can't identify with the fact that other parents are just desperate for information. and refused to talk. Brian Laundrie refused to talk to the police while he was home with his parents. His parents refused to talk to the police when he was home. And he lived at home for like 2 weeks, and then they went camping.
So, again, based on the facts that have been reported, it does appear that somebody had knowledge about what was going on because they were calling lawyers very, very early on and yep. getting ready for a very significant criminal fight. Unfortunately, we don't know what they knew, when they knew it, and we probably will never know that because of the protections that exist under our Constitution. They've got a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. So here you've got the Petito family that's desperate for information about their daughter. They're calling the Laundrie family, hoping and praying that A, they've got information, and B, they're going to share it. And assuming the Laundrie family had information, they don't want to expose their son to any type of criminal prosecution. They kept their mouth shut. And so under the Fifth Amendment right, they individually, as well as their son, had the right and the ability just to stay silent, which is apparently what they did. You've also got the First Amendment rights, whether or not you want to speak or not. So this is one case, while on a very personal, ethical level, I think that they're wrong, and I want to see them held responsible. I think in all likelihood, the lawsuit that was filed by the Petito family against the Laundries, it may well fail. It may get dismissed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, again, if you were the attorney for the Laundries, would you want a jury trial?
Again, you'd want a jury, but you're never going to get there. I don't think, again, when you file a complaint, you need a good faith basis to make certain allegations. And without a duty, which is what you need in order to get to a jury, okay, a judge is going to dismiss the claim. And here, the Petito family is claiming that the Laundries had a duty to disclose information that they had. But the Constitution gave them a right to avoid and protect this information, assuming they had it.
That leaves me speechless, which is rare. The Laundries weren't charged. They weren't charged with accessories after. They weren't charged with aiding or abetting. I'm kind of shocked.
Well, again, for the reasons we've been talking about, unless and until they're able to prove, the police are able to prove that the Laundries had information and they aided their son in the commission of a felony, they're not going to be able to move forward with criminal charges. And obviously, civilly, I think it's going to fall apart.
But harboring him after he returns alone, and it wasn't like the Laundries did not know Gabby Petito. She lived with them for like a year. She stayed with them too. So all of a sudden their son comes home alone. Mom, Dad, I strangled her and left her in a ravine in Wyoming. What do you want to do? I'm sorry. I just have.
No, I'm speechless as well. It's hard to fathom how people can sleep at night with that kind of information.
Yep.
Knowing that, that a loved one is dead and it may well have been committed by their son. I don't know how they do it.
Neither do I. The Laundries are not wealthy either. What could the Petitos possibly get from them, assuming that the lawsuit goes forth?
I have no idea. They could go and get a judgment against them, but if the Laundrie family doesn't have any means, if they don't have any ability to collect against them, you may well be holding a piece of paper, a judgment that's not worth the paper it's written on. The Laundries could go ahead, and if it was Florida, which it is, they declare bankruptcy. And obviously, it's a homestead state. You can't touch their primary residence. O.J. Simpson moved here for a reason.
Yeah.
And so, again, Florida's horrible when it comes to stuff like this.
Do people sometimes bring lawsuits just to anger, annoy, and retaliate against people like the Laundries?
I guess that's a possibility. I've never done that because obviously it takes time and money to do that. And so I guess that could be a motivating factor, but I don't think that's why they're doing it in this case. I think they're truly hoping and believing that they're going to be able to hold the Lowndries responsible for the emotional pain and suffering, the additional pain and suffering caused by the withholding of that information.
Yeah. At the very least, what this will cost the Lowndries is, you know, an expensive defense attorney.
Assuming they're going to hire somebody, because they can go and represent themselves pro se.
They've got somebody.
And again, I have no idea who these people are, what they charge. There are lawyers out there, believe it or not, that will take a high profile case like this for nothing, yeah. just for the exposure. Yeah. So who knows? I truly wish the Petito family the best, and yeah. I feel horrible for them. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope the judge allows it to go forward, but it'll be interesting to see what he does.
And it's interesting, as always, to talk to you. Thanks a lot, Andy. Appreciate it greatly.
I'm always here for you. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to Primetime Crime, the podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Primetime Crime and on Instagram and Twitter at PrimetimeCrime_. Post your comments and tell us what true crime stories you'd like to hear about. Subscribe to Primetime Crime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Thanks a lot.